Yes, it's Pig Radio, KPIG, Freedom 107, Oink 5, KPYG, Cayucas 94, Oink 9. Ralphie here with you, and it is time now for his morning commentary. So here now is Travis T. Hip.
You know, yesterday was the anniversary of the publication of what became known as the Pentagon Papers, a series of abstracts from the report prepared by the Pentagon on what was going on in Vietnam back all the way back 40 years from now. But it was interesting that the Pentagon today has just decided to release all of the original report that was the beginning of the process. Daniel Ellsberg was interviewed about what a good idea that was, although most of the important stuff was what he'd released and yada, yada, yada. And it was generally credited that the Pentagon Papers was a crucial turning point in public support for the war. Now, that's true, but not for the reasons you think. America is a warlike culture. We like to skim over or pretend that we don't notice the facts of reality in war. We don't like to admit that we do things that are unconscionable, just as everyone doing a war is. And we particularly don't like to find out about this and have our noses rubbed in it without knowing what was going on in the first place. The resentment in America over the Pentagon Papers was not so much the revelation of what we were doing and how we were lying to cover it. It was the lying. It was the secrecy. The American people, given their choices, probably would have supported most of the policies and actions in Vietnam, but we were not given that choice. We were not told what was being done to our sons and daughters in our name overseas, not to mention what we were doing to the Vietnamese. So, it is interesting that, in the course of our current conflicts around the globe, a power play has occurred that is changing the way we make war in the future. Early on, in what was probably the best move they've made in decades, the Central Intelligence Agencies grabbed control of the drones. First, it was because they were using them as observation. We'll look down and see what's going on with these new automated long-term aircraft. It took about 90 days for somebody to figure out that if you hung a rocket launcher underneath that drone, you could do some damage to what it was that you just noticed on the ground. Now, drone attacks are being operated in the Waziristan areas along the Afghan border in Pakistan without even notification of the Pakistani government, much less their permission. And we are attacking al-Awlaki and the Al-Qaeda in the Arab Peninsula group, who are holed up in the mountains southwest of, or southeast of, Yemen. Now, up until now, we have been attempting to attack al-Awlaki and his gang, but we have used the Yemeni government as a cover. Anytime a village was blown up, where the government of Yemen and President Saleh would step forward and say, yes, in our cooperation in the anti-terror war, we have gotten these people. They are all militants, women, children, whoever. Al-Saleh doesn't control anything more than the downtown 20 blocks of the capital anymore. The rest of the entire country is up in arms against him and are not particular about who it is that takes over as the next government, if there has to be one, because they don't pay much attention to government in the villages of Yemen anyway. So now we are caught in a situation where if we want to continue to prosecute our war against al-Awlaki, who is the Tom Paine, if you will, of the jihad around the globe. He is the English-speaking, in fact, American-speaking, having been raised here in the New Mexico, I believe it was, born and raised. Al-Awlaki is the single largest threat around the globe to American and other Western interests, because he is capable of coherently explaining why it is the duty of every Muslim to rise against the Western interests, because we are making war against them in a dozen countries. An arguable point. But the point here is that now, under the Obama transparency policies, the Central Intelligence Agency has come out from behind the skirts of the non-existent government in Yemen and said, yes, we are operating the drone attacks in Yemen. We are going to continue to operate the drone attacks in Yemen under the rules by which the CIA plays, which, in case nobody has ever explained it, are significantly different than the Pentagon, which has various layers of command and control over such actions. The CIA, if it has to, can play James Bond and have somebody sitting on a remote mountain ridge with a laser targeting system picking off villagers in a remote corner of Yemen. Interesting stuff. But the idea here is a question. What we are doing is illegal under international law, and it will continue to be illegal. And the question now becomes, since we now know about it as it is happening instead of 40 years later, are we going to do anything about it or not? Do we want to be the international bad cop of the world peace movement? Sometimes I wonder, other times I'm sure. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.